Ahoy, mateys! Welcome to the maiden voyage of the GameBuoy.org video game podcast Micro! That, of course, is GameBuoy Micro for short. Your occasional parfait of left-of-center gaming news and views, nibbles and vittles that maybe weren't on our radar during the recording of our most recent episode, but most definitely should have been. I'm your host, Captain Spike, and with me, as ever and always, is First Mate Slagkick.
Arr!
Today is June 16th, 2013, and we're going to take about 20 minutes of your day to talk about the Nintendo experience at Best Buy. So that would make this episode 1 of GameBuoy Micro, and the title is Nintendo Experience at Best Buy. Little redundant a phrase, but I feel like it's important. So as you all out there in Radioland might know, being the savvy, handsome, beautiful, majestic, brilliant individuals that you all are, you may know that Nintendo was doing a promotional event dealy this week and last week, one day each, where you could go in and play one of four of their sort of lineup of E3 Wii U games. Those games, in no particular order, were Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, Wind Waker HD, Mario Kart 8.
Oh, wait, that's a Mario Party music.
I was expecting you to be like, vroom. And Super Mario 3D World.
Woohoo! If I had tried to make car noises, it would have just sounded like the bad sound effects on the Mega Drive version of Virtua Racing.
Yeah, like, I... That sounded like you were taking a poop.
I was not taking a poop on the poop deck.
Girl. Well, let's get this started.
Pooped on the poop deck, I'm proud of it.
Mr. Slaggy McWaggy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your impressions of Mario 3D World?
Well, why are we jumping into that? Shouldn't we just start about talking about our experience first?
Because my show notes had us talking about the games and then talking about the miscellaneous bits?
Yeah, but shouldn't we talk about how we arrived? And
okay, why don't you, it sounds like you have something you really want to talk about, so why don't you talk about it?
No, I mean, I feel it's important to point out that, we went down to, not our local Best Buy, because as you know, there were only certain number of Best Buys throughout each state.
Yeah, here in California, I think we only had 4 or 5.
Yeah. So we went down to the closest Best Buy that was participating.
For you local folks, that was down in San Jose.
Yes. And, you know, we kind of didn't know what we were getting into, honestly. We half expected that the line would be halfway out the door, you know, because even though it's Nintendo, people still come on out for these things, and, you know...
People like events, people like to play games that aren't out yet, and there were freebies on hand, and people love freebies.
So, when we got there, we were actually pleasantly surprised. There was a line...
But it wasn't out the door. And we got good parking. Like, the parking lot was not crazy. It was overall a very... Getting there was a very positive experience.
Yes. So, do we need to talk about...
I want to talk about how long the line took us to get through. There was probably not that many people. Maybe a couple hundred. But we were in line for 5.5 hours yesterday.
And we just need to point out that yesterday's event was from 1 to 5.
It was from 1 to 5. We got there right at 1, maybe 1:10, but I honestly think probably closer to 1 than 1:10.
And to Nintendo's credit, they were still letting people participate, and Best Buy's credit, they were still letting people participate after we had left.
Yeah.
Even though it had
we didn't get to go till just shy of 6. So
if they had just been like, nope, and cut it off, we wouldn't have been able to bring you GameBuoy Micro number 1 today. So.
No, we still would have recorded it, but it would have been like a long, like a 20-minute long tirade against Best
Buy. So it would just be like an episode of regular GameBuoy then.
Pretty much.
Except change 20-minute to 3-hour. But yeah, so, you know, long wait, but...
It was cool, you know, there was a lot of really good people there. We met a lot of really cool folks, most of them, you know. 10-plus years younger than us, but that's all right.
You know, there's some real cuties working at the Best Buy.
Yeah, dude, studly dudes in Mario hats working at Best Buy. It was kind of awesome.
Yeah, so,
And, you know, there
a lot
was...
of street passes, a lot of people with their 3DSs.
Yeah, I probably saw... Yesterday, all said and done, and obviously had to cycle several times, but I got more than 50 street passes yesterday.
Yeah, I like doubled the size of my street pass plaza.
And, you know, it was really cool. Bunch of people talking about Animal Crossing. That was sort of the big game on everyone's lips. You had an Animal Crossing thing happen while we were at the store, didn't you?
I did. I actually went and bought it. So, which isn't exactly Nintendo experience related, but hey, Nintendo.
Well, it almost is, because it proves that if you get people to line up to play a game in your store, people will also be buying games in your store while they're there.
That's true. So.
Mission complete. Man, I don't really like that you just looked at me with like a derp smile, like you were laughing at me, but trying not to laugh. You can laugh at me, bro. It's all right.
So, shall we talk about the games then?
First I want to talk about pizza.
I want pizza.
So it was really cool. You know, we were in line.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
We were in line, and we had been in line for probably 2.5-3 hours at this point. And one of the Nintendo reps that was there working the event came up with a flat loader of pizza, and was bringing them by the line, yeah, one box at a time.
They straight up bought Little Caesars Hot and Ready.
Yeah, but there was seriously like 30 pizzas up there at the front, and they were just bringing them back one pizza at a time, and giving people pizza and soda pop. Like, I had some awesome Grape Crush.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't be bragging about the fact that, yeah, dude, we're eating Little Caesars and drinking Pepsi and Grape Crush.
At least it wasn't Mountain Dew and Doritos.
Good point. No, it was charging.
My point really was just that it was very pleasant, very positive.
It was really
bad
nice
for
that
my
they
diet,
were,
but you yeah, know, free you food know, for people waiting in line. That's a cool thing.
Kind of funny that it was soda and pizza, because they know who they know the demographic.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it was cool. This particular Nintendo rep that dealt with us, she was really very knowledeable about Nintendo
stickers.
Stuff.
I got
a villager sticker from Animal Crossing. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's super awesome.
I got a Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon sticker. It's now on my 3DS XL. And she said something about Year of Luigi, so that was cute.
Yeah, yeah. Toward the end of the line, she was talking to me about how her most anticipated Wii U game was Wonderful 101. And I'm like, you look like a soccer mom. You are like 47 years old, probably. And you want to play the Wonderful 101.
Who doesn't?
You are my damn hero, girl. So, that was very cool. I guess the point really here is that we went to this event, and even though we waited in a super long line so that we could tell all y'all out there in internet radio land what these new Wii U games are like, overall it was even just being in line with all these cool people, and, you know, Nintendo is very knowledgeable about their product, which shouldn't be a surprise, but it kind of was. It was just overall a very, very positive experience.
Right.
And I really hope that they do something like this again.
Nintendo crowds are always pretty pleasant. I mean, it reminded me of camping out for my Wii those years ago.
Yeah, it reminded me of, you know, campouts for Nintendo stuff I've done before. GameCube, they got us donuts and stuff. It was really, really rad.
You camped out for your GameCube? I walked into Walmart at 8 a.m. and picked mine up.
Yeah, no, I camped out. Like, in fact, the funny thing is that was my second GameCube, because the weekend it launched in Japan, I imported one at this cool import store across the bay.
Oh.
And then I camped out at the Toys R Us local to here with, in fact, Seawolf Jason and I believe Space Pirate Ben.
I see.
And yeah, we camped out and they brought us donuts and stuff. It was all super rad.
That's cool.
Anyway, yeah, great experience. Really happy that we did it. And now let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Or the pizza.
Whipped cream pouring like a waterfall. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your impressions of Mario 3D World?
I think I first just have to say that of the four games, I chose to play Mario 3D World because it was the one that I think evoked the biggest reaction out of me from the Nintendo Direct. And so, you know, I chose to play that. I was originally expecting that I'd be able to play alone, but just because of the crazy lines and they were running way over, I volunteered to play with three other players. There was like a 12-year-old kid and then like two guys, probably like a little a few years younger than me. And it was really cool to do it in a multiplayer experience. I mean, I think it was probably better that it worked out that way. It was chaotic, but in a fun way. I mean, kind of in the same way that playing four-player New Super Mario Brothers Wii or Wii U. I'm sorry, New Super Mario Brothers Wii or New Super Mario Brothers U. Can kind of be crazy, you know, jumping on people's heads, needing to bubble. So it's less of just a straight-up sequel to 3D Land and more of a kind of a combination of the level design and such of 3D Land and New Super Mario Brothers, which I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, God, that's just been way too oversaturated. But I thought it was really well put together. I mean, the stages that I played were great. We played the kind of the, I don't want to say basic stage, but, you know, it was like grass and, you know, Goombas. And so I don't know if they're actually Goombas, but, you know, the one that they showed in the Nintendo Direct and, well, one of the ones they did. And so that one I thought was really well put together. I got second place in terms of score, so I got to use Cat Suit, crawl up on the walls, and crawled up and got a green star, and crawled up on top of the flagpole and got a 1-up, so that was cool. And then we were trying to decide what else to play, because we got to do two stages, so we chose the first one because we thought, you know, it's kind of an introductory Mario level, you know, very classic look and whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was, like, a snow level, there looked like there was one that was, like, a kind of a desert or a cave level, there looked like there was a water level, and then there was a boss battle, and so we were kind of like, you know, let's do the boss battle, just to try something different. And it was kind of, it was kind of crazy, again, but it was fun. And, I mean, I think that's the important part of it, is that, you know, it may not have been super challenging for us. Like, I don't think I even got any actual hits on the boss. Like, I think it maybe took 3 times to get him down.
Ugh.
But,
I like it a little harder than that.
Oh, I bet you like it harder.
Girl.
I would have liked it harder from some of those guys in Mario hats at Best Buy. Hey.
But yes. But do go on.
That said, you know, so kind of easy, but a lot of fun. And I mean, people may kind of talk crap about Nintendo for that. So, I mean, and I understand, but I mean, I had a good time. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I should point out that for the first level, I played as Peach. And, you know, very floaty. Took me a little bit to get used to get used to controlling her. Because, you know, obviously, they kind of tried to recreate the her floaty physics from Mario 2. So, and I mean, I think they did a pretty faithful job of it. But, you know, just not being used to playing that in a modern 3D multiplayer setting, it kind of took some getting used to. Like the cat suit, it was really cute.
And I heard lots of meows while you guys were playing.
Meow, meow.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to play. I think that I'll want to play it with a group of people, as opposed to something like New Super Mario Brothers Wii or New Super Mario Brothers U, which even though they're designed to be multiplayer, they're perfectly fine playing single player. I mean, maybe I'll just be surprised when I play it alone. But, you know, I think that's just a testament to, I was expecting to be able to get a chance to play it by myself, and I enjoyed playing it with others, so.
Excellent. Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's all. I think all I have to say.
Excellent, excellent. Did you enjoy? You enjoyed it. You're gonna buy it.
And... Oh yeah, I mean, I was already planning to. It's probably worth pointing out that the 12-year-old kid got to use the gamepad because, you know, he's a kid. So I had to use the Wiimote, but it was fine. They did make us put our wrist straps on, which, I mean, I guess to their credit, they want to ensure safety, and that's the official Nintendo line, is that you should wear a wrist strap when you're.
Wrap it up.
you're using your Wiimote. I guess it's kind of like riding a bike wearing a helmet. You're supposed to do it, but a lot of people don't.
Well, those people make poor choices, and I hope they don't sustain head
injury.
Do you
wear your Wiimote strap at all times?
No, I cut them off with a knife.
Well, then.
Well, with that, let's segue. I'm going to talk a little bit about my experiences playing Mario Kart 8.
Now you need to make a vehicle sound, a revving sound.
Nope.
So you made me do it.
Yep. So
you made me do this.
Like Slidekick, I got paired with another attendant in line. They were really toward the end of the evening there, trying to hurry the line along, and I don't blame them. I had hoped to play alone so that I could really see the game running at full, 60 frames a second, 1080p resolution, and just really appreciate how beautiful this freaking game is. But it was fun to get paired up with some kid that I didn't know and play Mario Kart against him and be able to just be as awful a rude jerk in the game as I possibly could be.
You crushed him.
That kid was really cool. He didn't get super upset or anything. He like went in for a handshake after. I was like, yeah, that was a good game, bro. Have a good night. We played two stages.
Do you want to talk about those tracks a little?
I was getting there. They weren't selectable, so I don't know the names of either of the stages. It just immediately went to the two stages that we got to play for this demo. They were both really cool. They both featured some of the, perspective shifting anti-gravity stuff that we talked about a little bit on last week's episode of Game Buoy. I actually thought it was really great. The way that they integrated it with the screen shifting once you've changed your orientation, from a gameplay perspective, I thought worked really, really well. I really enjoyed that mechanic a lot more than I thought I would, and some of the course design that was centered around it I found really, really compelling. The game handled like a freaking dream. It was so nice. It felt like Double Dash, but with more responsive movement and, jumps and stuff.
That's great.
So I definitely think that from a control perspective, it felt probably the best that Kart has felt in a long time.
That's really good to hear.
I had no problem, literally seconds into play, I had no problem drifting on turns and getting my boosts off of every opportunity. I'm very excited for this game now. I was before, I was excited from the perspective that I play all the kart games, but now I'm excited to play this kart game.
That's great. You know, what I have to say as an observer, watching you play through these stages, for a minute I was like, oh, I didn't realize that you were upside down, because, I saw the castle was upside down. So it's not, glaringly, oh, gimmick.
It's really organic. Flow.
There was one, I think it was the second level, where you were, going up on the side, and then it kind of tilted the camera so that you...
Yeah.
But then there was also still...
Well, I found that agreeable when the perspective reoriented.
But my point
I thought it was super agreeable.
There was also another path that was just flat that you could have taken.
Yeah, well, and that's what I like. I like when these tracks have sort of a lot of little nooks and crannies and alternate paths. Yeah, I was very, very happy with the course design, and that's obviously a huge part of Kart, is basically, from a gameplay perspective, you're looking at your controls and track design, and I really, from what I saw of 8, it nailed both of those things.
Probably had the best track design, from what I could see, since Kart DS, which I thought really had some of the best tracks.
You know, if I were to take the best of 7 and put it up against these two, I would put them equal. So if these are the two best tracks in the game, then I would just say it's as good as 7. But it was good. Misunderstand. I thought the track designs were good, but I haven't seen enough to make a full judgment.
The reason I brought up Kart DS is because I felt like Kart DS really had a lot of hidden paths, and I don't know. That's just what I remember.
Yeah, I thought Kart DS was actually one of the weaker ones in terms of track design for me.
I thought Super Circuit was the weakest, but...
Well, yeah, I said one of the weaker, not the weakest. Super Circuit is... I would kind of call Super Circuit awful. I didn't really care for that game at all.
Yeah.
It's all right, but it's...
When there's, Classic Cup in a modern Mario Kart game...
Oh, it's a Super Circuit track.
I thought the art didn't look... like them. We're getting negative in an episode of Game Buoy Micro. Big surprise. No, but seriously. You looked very upset for a minute.
Girl. Anyway, we have crossed the 20-minute mark, so let's wrap this up.
Oh, wow. That little audio parfait just got devoured right up.
Yeah, well, that's why we end up overshooting every episode, because once we get going, we don't want to stop.
Yep, so we should talk really quickly.
Part 8 was great. I really liked it. I highly recommend it. I am now super, super, super anticipating it. It's probably my, like, third most anticipated Wii U game. Obviously behind Bayo2 and Wonderful 101. Yeah, it was great. Nintendo was great. I'm really glad that they put this together. I got a cool Mario Kart flag. So
they were giving out
Luigi hats and Luigi coins as well. Although by the time we got there, they ran out.
I felt kind of bad for that guy who played kart with you. He's like, "Do you have any hats left?"
And they were just like, "LOL, no."
It's like, but I saw you give them out, and like, we're out of them.
I think he was
pretty disappointed.
I think he was disappointed, and that sucks. But also, you know, since maybe some of the people who are at this event will have found out about our show via street passing, of which we did a lot of passing. Y'all were awesome. It was really great to experience that line with y'all, and I hope that y'all had as fun of an experience as we did, because that was a really great time.
Yep.
Unless you're the kid that crashed the Wind Waker demo.
Uh-huh.
In which case, I didn't really think it was super cute that you were giggling about it and talking about, sort of maliciously, how funny it would be if the demo didn't come back up. That was really rude.
That was really messed up, kid.
Anyway, but other than that guy, and watch, he's going to be the one guy that listens to us, and he's going to flame us on Twitter. That's probably going to happen.
Sorry about it.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to us talk about this event.
We did not talk about one last thing.
What do you want to talk about?
We didn't get to play Tropical Freeze, obviously, but what did you think just by looking at it?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, the track design, the course designs looked good. The game was freaking beautiful.
It was.
David Wise is coming back to do the music. We talked a little bit about that on our last episode of Game Buoy, I think. You know, he scored the old Donkey Kong Country games. And the music sounded great, and since the music was basically the only thing lacking from Donkey Kong Country Returns in the first place, I'm really, really, really,
That's
really
great.
Stoked for that game. Wind Waker was beautiful. I didn't feel the need to play it because I played Wind Waker a couple times.
I just have to point out that the Wind Waker demo, there were two choices for that. Like, each of the other ones, you got to play, like, two tracks or two stages. Wind Waker, you got to do one. You could either explore Windfall Island or do the boss battle against the bird. And a lot of people, including the kid who glitched out, well, he did it intentionally because that's where he knew how to glitch it out. It just seemed like too open world of a demo stage. The guy who played Kart with you pointed out that it was the same stages or the same things that you could play for the original Wind Waker demo. So,
well, that is what they do for the E3 demos of all of the 3D Zeldas. Like, that is a perfectly normal, like, that's absolutely the standard way Nintendo handles demos.
Yeah, it's just,
for
I just
games.
Feel like pointing that out because
it wasn't
to the point
a good fit for this
event.
I agree that, like, the game counselor there from Nintendo or whatever, the rep, really should have been telling people, like, if you pick Wind Waker, you do the boss battle, not the explore the island at your leisure and make everyone wait 10 to 15 minutes for you to get through it.
Yeah, because it was starting to get to the point where if people heard people in front of them saying that they wanted to play Wind Waker, they're just kind of like, oh.
Like, people were moaning and cursing about it, and it's hard for me to blame them, because that really, it's like, oh, if someone picks Kart, that's cool, they're going to be done in 5 minutes. If someone picks 3D World, oh, cool, they're going to be done in 5 minutes. If someone picks Zelda, oh, they're going to have, like, 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, so that was just, and it was just kind of amplified by standing in line for 4 hours, you know, and
I thought it was fine. I wasn't.
Oh no, I'm just saying
that. But
that's normally I wouldn't be so much complaining about people like taking so long to play. But I think, you know, just the fact that people were really eager to play their game. So
yeah. Well,
but
I just have to say
before we wrap up that if the Nintendo reps who are there happen to be listening, You guys did an awesome job.
Oh, yeah, that was really tremendous. It seems somewhat unlikely to me that you guys will hear this, but if you do, A+. I know I thanked you in person for putting it all together, but it really needs to be said again. You guys put on a tremendous show. That was really great.
Yeah, nothing but positive experiences from Nintendo, and that's why we love Nintendo so much.
That having been said, it's time to go. I just want to remind all of you all out there that we live for your feedback. We always want your iTunes subscriptions and ratings/reviews.
We like your Facebook likes, and we freaking love Twitter.
Love Twitter.
We like to tumble on Tumblr. We like you to plus one us on Google+. You can email us. All of that information is at our home base, GameBuoy.org.
GameBuoy.org, where you can also find our normal show.
Yeah, we like to do a shout-out to this great show called GameBuoy, the place where you get
your
news,
twice-monthly port of call for gaming news and views that maybe aren't on your radar, but most definitely should be. Hosted by two really cool guys, of whom I'm a fan, certainly. And if you listen to that show, you'll actually hear our really real shout-outs to great guys like Orange Lounge Radio and Koopa Club.
And Game Bar and Nerdgasm Network.
And et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, Horde House.
With that having been said, thank you so much for joining us on this silly mini-voyage. We hope to have another full episode up for you soon, and hopefully we will be doing more of these mini-episodes. In the meantime, keep thinking, keep gaming, and see you, Space Cat Girl. LOL.
I want pizza.
Pizza.